And what's interesting is that when the wedding is coming, we get an invitation in the mail, and it's so awesome. The picture of the couple, the husband and the wife, and they're so in love, and the invitation just overwhelms you. And when you get that, you kind of file it away, put it away, you remember the date. And then as the date comes closer, a whole bunch of questions pop into your mind. Maybe you can relate to this. One question is it casual or is it informal? Another question is, what kind of food is being served at the wedding? That I may have to go casual because I don't want to spill all the spaghetti sauce all over my clothes. Another question that comes is it indoor or outdoor? That also may determine what I should wear to go to this wedding. But what's interesting is that whenever those questions come, I go to the invitation and I've never found an answer. There's no answer. And I'm not gripped with my questions and say to myself, you know what, they didn't answer my questions. I don't think I'm going to go to the wedding. No. Actually, what happens is every single time I'm so enamored with the love of the invitation, save the date, be our guest, come and join us, that all those questions go off into the distance. So overwhelmed with the love that's being shared in the invitation, I'm excited to go, and I go to the wedding. My friends, isn't that what God does to us in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible? The Bible is not an answer book. There are a lot of things in the Bible that we're not going to find answers for. When were the dinosaurs exactly? Or what are the 6 steps right after you die and go to heaven? Not a lot of answers about that. And how does the Trinity work exactly? In seminary they tell us the Gaius Maestaticum. I don't even know what that means. It's so difficult to explain. Now, pointedly, there are answers in the Bible for many things in life, but there are a lot of points that are not very clear. Think about this with Jesus, with questions that are posed to Jesus. Jesus is asked 180 questions in the Gospels. You know how many questions he actually answers? Shared in Bible study today. 3. He's not interested in answering questions, I can tell you. Do you know how many questions he offers? He offers about over 300. Do you know what Jesus Christ is about? He's about gracious invitation. He's just inviting people into his kingdom. That's all he's doing. To Peter, a man filled with doubt, come out of the boat, Peter, come, invitation. To disciples that are weary and without rest, Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, come unto me, all of you are weak and weary, and I will give you rest. To a man that's wee and climbed up on a tree, Jesus says, come on down, Zacchaeus, let's have dinner together. To all sorts of people, Jesus is graciously just inviting over and over and over again, not answering questions, just loving people with gracious invitation. And friends, that is all he's doing here. Come to my table, experience my love. Come into my presence, I love you. Come and hear my word. I want to speak words of love to you. And the questions are still there. I don't want to downplay questions. But you know, when you're so wrapped up and enamored in an invitation, the questions go by the wayside. And it's just so awesome that we're loved into God's kingdom. The star, you see, was nothing more than just an invitation. That's all it was. Come closer to me, God was saying. Come closer into my presence. Here's a goal for our church. The more invitation we practice at Peace Lutheran, the more love we will share. If we get caught off guard and just get caught up in answering questions, like how exactly does the Trinity work, the Gaius Maestaticum, or explaining the rational thoughts behind the virgin birth of Mary, or the 6 steps after someone dies, I've never convinced anyone to become closer to Jesus by explaining any of those things. Let's follow the pattern of Jesus. He invites over and over again. He's just loving people with gracious invitation into his kingdom. My friends, here it is. How can we do that? Hey, Frank, join me for a cup of coffee and fellowship. Hey, Barbara, come over to my house. Let's have chicken wings tonight and watch Monday Night Football. Hey, Julie, boy, is there a spot in the choir for you. Man, gracious invitation. Hey, Peace Lutheran, what a great church family. Why don't you come check it out? I love it so much. And all we do is just love people in. May that be what we're about this week, but also this year, really honing in on what God did with the wise men, inviting them closer and closer to Him. Amen.